Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's go now to Gaza. Mohammed Abu Lebda is a poet and translator from Rafah. Mohammed, welcome back to the show.
Thank you indeed, and I'm really glad to be with you today.
Of course, it is Eid, and I want to be able to wish you an Eid Mubarak, but I don't even know in this time if people are celebrating in Gaza. Can you tell us, you know, for the end of Ramadan, the holy month, which is usually a joyous time in these days of Eid, what it's been like for you?
Unfortunately, because of the horrible situations in Gaza here, we didn't even celebrate Ramadan, or people didn't have the ability to do their prayers or something like that. They cannot at all be in the mosques, okay, due to the Israeli bombing, because they are targeting the mosques. I don't have an exact number of the mosques that were targeted in the previous months, but I can say it's more than 600 mosques.
So if you can't pray and there's no food, I'm wondering, even if Eid was marked, I mean, we can hear folks in the background
because, there. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, because we, I don't have an internet connection at home. I had to go to one of my friends' home. He is Yasser Omar. He's a very famous and important Palestinian composer and musician from Gaza Strip. And we also, I have some of the musicians and poets where they are my friends. So, yeah.
It sounds like, Mohammed, that musicians and poets and artists are able to gather. But I'm wondering what the mood is like, especially during Eid, which is usually full of really glorious foods. It must seem like a really cruel blow this year when there's no food.
Unfortunately, we don't have the spirit to celebrate or to sing, but we are really focusing now using our talents to support the horrible humanitarian situation here in Gaza Strip. For example, my friend Yasser, he's a composer. He did a lot of songs talking about the humanitarian situation here in Gaza Strip. And actually, we were planning he told me just to write some lyrics in order to produce, a song that is talking about what is happening.
And I wonder how you do that, because summons the creative energy to do that when I imagine you're also hungry and staring down this potential Rafah offensive.
It comes from our strong belief, okay? People here won't survive if they don't have a strong belief. Strong belief in life. They love life and they seek for it. And also they believe in God, that God will help them.
I want to ask you a really practical question about food. Are you eating? Where are you getting food from? What is that like on a daily basis?
Okay. Finding food, it's really, really difficult because it's not available all the time. And even if it is, the prices are insane. Maybe it doubled tens of times. And to be honest, we didn't receive any aids and any humanitarian aids. And if we did, maybe during the 6 months, maybe we received once or twice, and that's it. So the only food that is available and trying to search for it is the canned food.
And Mohammed, there in Rafah, which is where you're from, where you've lived your life, now there is this threat of invasion from the Israeli army. How do you prepare for that? What are people doing?
Okay, this is a good question, because during the last 4 weeks, all I was did is to trying hard to find to afford a free tent. So when the invading happens, so I can move with my family to any other area. But unfortunately,
so you're
not
ready to go. You have a tent,
no,
and you're ready to leave.
No. I don't. Unfortunately, I don't. I couldn't afford anything. The first important thing is to have a place to stay in, which I couldn't afford. And the other things, you need to carry some canned foods or food or something like that. And in such situation and with such prices, we cannot afford that at all.
And Mohammed, I know you're trying to leave Gaza. The last time we spoke with you, you were trying to get together money to go to your family member in Belgium. How are you in that process? Any closer?
Actually, there is a progress. Even if it's walking slowly, but I'm really trying. Maybe I had the ability to collect about 50% of the total amount, but it takes a lot of fees.
Mohammed, just finally, we know you're a poet. We know that you've just been asked by your musician friend to write some words that he can put to music. Are you thinking about the words right now? Can you give us a sense of what you might say?
Yeah, I have the main idea. It is about the people who are facing starvation. We are trying hard to salute them through this song. And yeah, we are facing a starvation here in Rafah City, but it is much worse in the north of Gaza Strip. So we are targeting to salute these people. And I don't mind at all. Just when we prepare it, I can send it, and maybe you can play it for the audience or something like that. If you are interested,
we would love that, Mohammed. We would love that. A tribute from Rafah poet Mohammed Abu Lebda to the people of northern Gaza. Mohammed is a poet and translator. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.